For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. This is IE Latino Voices, where we highlight the people, organizations, and stories shaping Latino communities across the Inland Empire. The FIFA World Cup wrapped up last week with Spain defeating Argentina in the final. For more than a month, the tournament captivated millions of fans across the United States and beyond. For many Latino and immigrant families, soccer is more than a game. It's a tradition that connects generations, cultures, and identities. I spoke with Jose Alamillo, a professor of Chicano and Chicana studies at CSU Channel Islands, about soccer's enduring role in Latino and immigrant communities. Alamillo has spent years researching how the sport has grown and evolved across generations. So, Professor, how has soccer been instrumental for Latino and immigrant communities here in the Inland Empire in California?
I think soccer has a strong foundation in Latino communities because it's a sport that they could bring with them. It's unlike other sports where they come in as newcomers to a foreign land, they bring that tradition with them. And because many who are immigrants or son or daughters of immigrants, you know, they're kind of raised with that sport within the family. It becomes a way in which identity and family and community are sort of interrelated. I mean, we're talking about like entire neighborhoods that are sort of shutting down in terms of like block parties, watch parties that we're seeing right now. We're really witnessing kind of what has always been the case when we think about football and its following in Mexican-American communities in the U.S. So we see that kind of phenomenon that, you know, soccer, it is very much here to stay. And I like to say that, like, in the future, we're going to see our own, producing our own Leo Messi coming from these communities. But we have to, I think, change the structure of soccer and the way it's set up.
You bring up an interesting point. The pay-to-play system is a big topic right now. People say that type of system benefits affluent families and not those in working class communities. Is that true, Professor? How do you view this?
I think it does. I mean, think about like immigrant parents, right? They're going to defer to teachers, right? They're the expert. They're going to defer to coaches, right? And so it does impact immigrant families in the sense that with the expenses that are essentially levied at them, like it's really hard to maintain that consistency. And I think that the fact that they rely on volunteer coaches is a problem. I mean, if we had a system where coaches were well paid and supported, then I think it would definitely offset some of those economic hardships, right? Giving more opportunities to immigrant families to allow their sons and daughters to get into soccer in a way that it doesn't like make such a huge sacrifice. I think that there has to be a way in which it's more publicly subsidized. And so I know some have called for, you know, for example, maybe the public schools having a more role as well, or maybe even MLS teams really doing more with developing youth soccer teams.
The World Cup brought a lot of attention to the U.S. back in 1994 when they first hosted. And there was a lot of pride during that tournament, and many people still look back on it fondly. Despite what's happening in our country right now, how do you think this year's tournament has impacted the diversity of the sport here?
I think this World Cup definitely has made a huge impact. I mean, I was around in 94, and I remember we were kind of just getting used to what it meant to be a host. But I think this one in particular is bigger and more global in the sense that we're finding a lot more people coming together in ways in which they weren't in 94. And so I'm thinking of like the different fans that are descending on particular communities and kind of taking over, and in a good way, right? Like really kind of, you know, sharing a little bit about who they are and their culture. And I think, you know, a lot of Americans are welcoming that in many ways. And I see that too with how even like followers of Mexico's team, we're seeing easier for Mexican Americans to embrace their national team in Mexico. But also feel like, you know, I could also support the U.S. team. I don't have to choose one or the other. And I see a lot of shirts, for example, that have both the Mexico and the U.S. They're like wearing them. It's not a divide loyalty. It's about embracing both, right? Both identities, both cultures. And I think there's hopefully going to be more acceptance of that. So I see a kind of shift towards that in many ways. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in the future.
That was Professor Jose Alamillo from CSU Channel Islands. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcr.org/IELatinoVoices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF, uplifting and investing in the Inland Empire's Latino community. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.